This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd.
Rescuers in Germany and Belgium fear more deaths after catastrophic floods swept through the western regions, crushing homes and businesses, sweeping away villages, and leaving hundreds of people dead, missing, or homeless. In Germany, at least 106 people have died, including 12 residents of a home for disabled people swept away by the rising waters. The death toll was the highest since a North Sea flood in 1962 killed 340 people. In Belgium, officials said there were at least 20 dead and another 20 missing. Belgium has declared an official day of mourning on Tuesday. In the Netherlands, thousands of residents of Limburg province were ordered to leave their homes early Friday as floodwaters peaked. By Friday evening, waters were receding across many of the affected regions, but officials feared that more bodies might be found in cars and trucks that were swept away. The Biden administration issued a blanket warning Friday to U.S. firms about the risks of doing business in Hong Kong as China continues to clamp down on political and economic freedoms in the territory. Speaking at the White House briefing, Press Secretary Jen Psaki said that businesses should be aware their security and reputations could be compromised.
The situation in Hong Kong is continuing to deteriorate, and we continue to see Beijing assault Hong Kong's autonomy and democratic institutions. We've seen authorities use the national security law to make politically motivated arrests.
Four cabinet agencies, the Departments of State, Treasury, Commerce, and Homeland Security, released the 9-page advisory that alerts companies about the shifting legal landscape in Hong Kong and the possibility that engaging with Hong Kong businesses